رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم told us that he will recognize the good people of his ummah by the light that will stream before them. That's how he will recognize the good people of the ummah. رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said that different people will have different amounts of noor. There will be people whose noor will stretch from Medina to Yemen, people whose noor will stretch from Medina to Sana'a, and people, God forbid, whose noor will not go beyond their footprints, just to the level of their feet. And then there will be people who will have no noor. And who are these? يَوْمَ يَقُولُ الْمُنَافِقُونَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. The hypocrites, not the disbelievers. Of course, they won't have noor either. These are so-called Muslims. And we know from the Quran that hypocrites also pray, but they pray reluctantly. And they don't really remember Allah in it at all. Very little. Maybe in one rakah they thought of him and then they forgot in the next rakah. And these hypocrites are people who spend illa wa hum karihun, reluctantly, unwillingly. Oh God, everyone's giving, and better give something, it looks really bad. They don't want to give. And after giving, they're either taunting the person that they gave it to, or they're boasting about it, or they're going around mentioning their sadaqah. Do you know Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, sadaqatu sirri tutfi'u ghadaba rabbi. A secret sadaqah extinguishes the anger of Allah. And we just can't wait to tell everyone how pious we are. Now the question arises, what is the difference between the mu'min and the munafiq then? The difference between them on the day of judgment is that mu'min has noor and the munafiq doesn't. But what was the difference in the world? And the answer is simple. The difference was lack of yaqeen. The mu'min had yaqeen, the munafiq didn't. The mu'min sacrificed, the munafiq didn't. The mu'min gave everything up for Allah, or as much as he could, the munafiq really couldn't care. يَوْمَ يَقُولُ الْمُنَافِقُونَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتِ. On the day when the hypocrites, men and women, notice, مُؤْمِنُونَ مُؤْمِنَاتِ مُنَافِقُونَ مُنَافِقَاتِ. Because we like to think of the men, that they're the ones who'll be asked. No, الْمُنَافِقَاتِ, the hypocrites amongst the women. They will say to the believers, أُنْزُرُونَ, wait for us. Because they were Muslims. نَقْتَبِسْ مِن نُورِكُمْ, please, let us get something from your light. قِيلَ ارْجِعُوا, it will be said, go back. وَرَاءَكُمْ, go back behind us. فَلْتَمِسُوا نُورًا, seek light for yourself. This is not the place to get light. The place for gaining noor was dunya, not akhira. You left it till too late. فَضُرِبَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِسُورٍ, and a wall will come between them. Now, this is one of the most frightening verses in the Quran. Imagine someone who is dying of thirst and the glass of water is there and his hand is outstretched, but just as he's about to pick it up, it's taken away. This doesn't belong to you. You didn't earn this. So how can you ask for it? بِسُورٍ لَهُ بَابٍ, and a wall will come between, showing clearly you're not on the same side. Outwardly you were on the same side in dunya, inwardly you were something else. And in the akhirah, حُسِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ, when everything that's in the heart will be exposed, a fruit that might look beautiful outside, it's rotten inside. If the core is rotten, it will be thrown away. بَادَنُ فِيهِ الرَّحْمَةِ, on the inside of the wall is mercy. وَظَاهِرُهُ مِنْ قِبَلِهِ الْعَذَابِ, and outside it will be torment. يُنَادُونَهُمْ, they will scream out, أَلَمْ نَكُمْ مَعَكُمْ, weren't we with you? We lived with you. We studied with you. We were friends with you. We used to go to the mosque together. We used to go shopping together, remember? قَالُوا بَلَا, yes. Yes, you were living with us. وَلَكِنَّكُمْ فَتَنْتُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ, but you deceived yourselves. You tempted yourselves. You deliberately led yourselves into temptation. وَتَرَبَّصْتُمْ, and you waited. وَارْتَبْتُمْ, and you doubted. وَغَرَّتْكُمُ الْأَمَانِيُّ, and you were deceived by false desires. حَتَّى جَاءَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ, till Allah's command came and it was all over. غَرَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ, the ultimate verdict, the chief deceiver deceived you about Allah. Look at the words that Allah uses for the hypocrites. That this conversation between the hypocrites and the mu'mineen shows that in dunya, we might get along with praying once in a while and fasting and attending Quranic gatherings and giving an occasional reluctant sadaqah. In the akhirah, where there was no sincerity, where there was no passion, it's all gone. Look at the words, فَتَنْتُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ. You put yourselves in fitna. What does fitna mean? A situation where your faith is being harmed. Now we all know that there are places with whom, where when you go there, your iman is not strong, your iman is wavering and your iman is disturbed. We all know that there are people, when we sit with them, when we talk with them, after talking to them, our iman, our level of iman is disturbed. And if you get up and pray, you will find that your level of concentration has been seriously diminished. And there are activities and there are pursuits. After you do those things, we all know that there are situations, there are those hobbies which seriously impair the level of our iman. But what do? We cling to those friends. And we love going to those places. And we revel in those hobbies and those pursuits and pastimes that ruin and spoil our iman. And we delight in those sights and those sounds that spoil our iman. فَتَنْتُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ. You put yourselves in fitna. And then we say, oh, what can I do? You know, it's just so difficult. My friends laugh at me if I try and obey Allah. So fine, if your friends aren't good for you, change them. Because otherwise this is what will happen. فَتَنْتُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ. What can I do? You know, my husband likes to go to such places. There are ways of persuading your husband. But we just give up the effort. We don't even try. Why should I try? You know, it's too difficult. I can't take him on. Don't take him on. But work on him. Pray to Allah. Ask Allah's help. فَتَنْتُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ. You deliberately courted disaster. Why? تَرَبَّصْتُمْ. You were waiting for a miracle which is not going to happen. You know, when people start praying, when everyone starts praying, then it's going to be easier for us to pray. How can we go on deluding ourselves that I'll obey when X, Y, and Z happen? تَرَبَّصْتُمْ. You waited. I'm just waiting, you know. I'm just not ready for it yet. I just can't do it. Too difficult. You don't understand my situation. تَرَبَّصْتُمْ. This is the sign of the hypocrite. Waiting his life away. And the years slip by and youth turns into middle age and middle age turns into maturity and maturity turns into old age, senility, and then أَمْرُ اللَّهِ. Death. Death comes knocking at the door. Time up. Please hand in your pens. No more deeds, no more prayers, no more reluctant sadaqat. وَرْتَبْتُمْ. Now why were they doing all this? Why were they going on sinning? Why were they waiting? وَرْتَبْتُمْ. Because they were doubtful. They weren't sure. You know, when you're going to give a sadaqah for the sake of Allah, instantly there'll be a little thought in your mind, what if you need this money? You needed it for this. Now, that moment determines really whether you're a mu'min or a munafiq, in a sense. You're standing at the crossroads. Every day we face choices of this nature. Do I obey Allah? Do I obey people? Do I please Allah? Do I please people? The choice we take, the path we choose, determines our ultimate abode. وَرْتَبْتُمْ. And it shows our level of iman or doubt. The mu'min has yaqeen. But the problem of the hypocrite is that he's so confused. And why is he confused? Because he's hanging out with people who are confusing him further. He's seeing sights that are confusing him further. He's listening to sounds that are confusing him even more. So, وَرْتَبْتُمْ. You're doubting. And then you hear people say things like, you know, I'm not sure, you know, I really am not convinced yet. Give me some time. I need more time. Time is running out. Isn't it time we woke up? وَغَرَّتْكُمُ الْأَمَانِيُّ. False desires. That never-ending list of priorities. Let me get married, let me get educated, let me get my career on the road, let me get my kids educated, let me get my social life started, let me get accepted socially. Then, and that tomorrow never comes. غَرَّتْكُمُ الْأَمَانِيُّ. Roller coaster, one list after another. حَتَّ جَاءَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ. Till Allah's command came. Death came knocking at the door, and it's over. And it's too late. Why? What happened? غَرَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ, didn't it? Shaitan managed to deceive you. Look at these verses and ask yourself, yes, Allah is غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ, but for those who try, not for those who give up without even trying. غَرَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ. The chief deceiver deceived you about Allah. فَالْيَوْمَ لَا يُؤْخَذُ مِنْكُمْ فِدْيَةٌ. This day no ransom shall be taken from you. The time for sadaqah was in dunya. In dunya you shed one tear for Allah and you get His shade on the day of judgment. In dunya you give one coin, one penny for the sake of Allah. You're rewarded for that manifold. It's not about how much you give, it's about the spirit with which you give. And if you're giving of your best to Allah subhanAllah, noor, noorun ala noor, light upon light. And if you're just giving your worst or just what's left, then don't expect much from Him. فَالْيَوْمَ لَا يُؤْخَذُ مِنْكُمْ فِدْيَةٌ. This day, no ransom shall be taken from you. وَلَا مِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. And nor from those who disbelieved. مَأْوَاكُمُ النَّارِ. Your abode is the fire. هِيَ مَوْلَاكُمْ. She's your friend. Because this was the road you took. This was the path you chose. وَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرِ. And what a terrible destination. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and that verse is truly frightening. إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. The hypocrites shall be in the lowest level of the fire. They will be even lower than the kafirin. And why is this the case? Because they were outwardly obeying and inwardly disobeying. Now after telling us all of this, Allah asks us a question. A question that makes your heart melt and your eyes weep. أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَى قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرَ اللَّهِ. Has not the time come for those who believe that their hearts should melt for the remembrance of Allah? وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. We're still not going to listen. We're still not ready. We're still not prepared to submit. When will their hearts submit and melt? تَخْشَى. خُشُوع is you just melt. You're just helpless. You are speechless before Allah. When will their hearts melt before the remembrance of Allah and what He has revealed from the truth? We hear the Quran everywhere in Tarawih prayers. You hear the Quran. You turn on the radio, you hear the Quran. But our actions haven't changed. Our hearts are as hard as iron. أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. When will we be ready then? Ibn Mubarak was a Muslim, but he wasn't practicing Islam. He used to go to gatherings of sin and alcohol and other acts of disobedience. One day he saw a dream in which a bird was reciting this verse. And the impact upon him was so great that he opened his eyes and he said, yes, the time has come. He went on to become one of the greatest scholars of Islam. We read verses like this and we kind of move back. Not yet, Allah. I can't let this verse affect me now. I have so much to do, so much to enjoy. Let me finish enjoying myself first. Then I'll turn towards you. أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. You're still not ready? وَلَا يَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابِ. And they should not be like those who were given the book. مِنْ قَبْلُوا. Before them. فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدُ. What happened? Time passed by. فَقَسَّتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Their hearts became hard. وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنْهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ. And most amongst them are sinners. Now this is really frightening. Remember that the more you delay obeying Allah, the harder it becomes to actually obey Him. It's like the story of the calf. When they were told to slaughter the calf, they'd done it immediately, they could have done it with any calf. The more they delayed, the tougher it became. And this is what happens. You tell yourself, I can't start doing this right now. The more you delay, the more difficult it becomes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَسَّتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Their hearts became hard. Do you know how hearts become hard? When you sin, a layer of blackness, a black dot spreads on your heart. Now if you do tawbah and you wipe it and you scrub it clear, your heart remains soft. But if you keep on letting rust accumulate, imagine the state our hearts must be in. قَسَّتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Because the hearts have become so hard, nothing affects us. And then people come home and say, oh, I wasn't impressed. That wasn't great. That wasn't at all moving. Quran is really, na'uzubillah, quite boring. Why? قَسَّتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Because the hearts have become so hard. Nothing can penetrate them. وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنْهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ. The sign of your heart is your actions. Most of them are sinning. If we are sinning, then we can say that our hearts are pure, but it's a lie. Now you read these verses and you think, what should I do? What should I do? What can I do? And Allah gives us hope. This is Allah's love for us. He picks us up. إِعْلَمُوا. This is almost as if He's enfolding you in the warmth of His compassion. It's not too late. No, annama anna Allah yuhyi al-ardha ba'da mawtiha. Allah brings the earth back to life after its death. It's not too late. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu was once visited by a man who said, I have sinned so much. Is there any chance for me? And he saw Ibn Mas'ud's eyes had filled with tears. And he said, paradise has many doors. Some are open sometimes and they close sometimes. One door is constantly open, and that is the door of repentance. It's never too late. قَدْ بَيَّنَّا لَكُمُ الْآيَاتِ We have clarified for you the verses, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ So that you may use your brains. When we spend for Allah, people tell us, don't be ridiculous, don't spend for Allah at a time like this. It's dangerous. At a time like this, where women have been told to take off their headscarves, lest they're identified and targeted as Muslims, this is a time where if we serve Allah, we can gain mountains of reward with Allah. The Prophet ﷺ once said, "Bada al-Islamu ghariban." When Islam began, people found it strange, alien. وَسَيَعُدُ غَرِيبًا At the end of time, again, people will find it strange. People want you to taper down Islam, you know, lower your level. Not 5 prayers, make it 3, make it 2. نَعُزُ بِاللَّهِ فَتُوبَ لِلْغُرُبَيِ There is good news for those who have the courage to be misfits. I will pray 5 times a day, even if people laugh at me. This is the spirit of Islam. قَدْ بَيَّنَّا لَكُمُ الْآيَاتِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ Use your brains. Where is our money going? Where is our time going? We find Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when the son of Adam dies, people ask, what has he left behind? And the angels ask, ma qaddama, what did he send ahead? Innal musaddiqina. Look how the verses keep coming back to sadaqah. Innal musaddiqina. Indeed, those who spend for Allah. Wal musaddiqa, the women who spend for Allah. Many women are heard to say things like, oh, my husband's very generous, he gives a lot. Well, that's wonderful for him, but what about you? Your husband's sadaqah is not going to help you. You have to spend for yourself. Many women like to pass the buck. Oh, my husband spends a lot. You know, my husband gives a lot of sadaqah, so I don't really need to give. إِنَّ الْمُصَدِّقِينَ وَالْمُصَدِّقَاتِ Come on, people. This is for us and our akhirah. وَأَقْرَضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا Now I mentioned to you that sadaqah covers compulsory sadaqah like zakat. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is separately mentioning qardan hasana one more time. When you give to Allah a beautiful loan, when you spend on His deen. Yuda'af lahum walahum ajrun kareem. It will be multiplied for them and for them will be a beautiful reward. Have you ever thought about why Allah keeps on speaking about qardan hasana after mentioning noor? Because when you're spending on increasing Allah's noor within the world, the noor of the Qur'an throughout the world, when your efforts and your wealth is going towards increasing the number of people who are benefiting from this noor, then your noor automatically increases. And this is why sadqa of all the acts of worship, Allah's not talking about salah here. That is also important. He's not talking about fasting, He's talking about sadqa. And this is really important. When I pray, the benefits of that prayer are restricted to myself alone. But when I give a sadaqah for the sake of Allah, then I've helped someone else. And when we give for the sake of Allah, for Allah's deen, what have we done? We have brought people out of darknesses into noor. So our noor goes on spreading and expanding. يُدَاعَفُ لَهُ It will be multiplied for him. Allah will take care of him. He wanted to give for Allah's deen. Allah will take care of him. وَلَهُمْ أَجْرٌ كَرِيمٌ For them is a beautiful reward. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ Those who believe in Allah and His messengers. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الصَّدِّيقُونَ They are people of truth. That's where sadaqah comes from. Sadaqah means to speak the truth. And the sadaqah, when you give it with sincerity, only for Allah, not for showing off, not for talking about it, not to taunt the other person, that's a proof of your truthful claim, La ilaha illallah. That's why it's called sadaqah. وَالشُّهَدَاءُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ لَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ وَنُورُهُمْ And the martyrs with their Lord, they shall have their reward and their light. Subhanallah. So many ways whereby we can excel. And there we are going around saying, I'll be content with even the lowest corner of paradise. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَحِيمِ Those who disbelieve and deny our signs, they shall be the dwellers of the fire. Now what is the greatest obstacle that prevents us from giving sadaqah for Allah? It's dunya and dunya's priorities and our clothes and our children's needs and our luxuries that have become necessities. So Allah says, wake up people, take a look around you. اِعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا لَعِبٌ وَلَهُمْ وَزِينَةٌ وتفاخر بينكم وتكاثر في الأموال والأولاد. This bubble that you worship, this bubble from which you can't bear to give up one needle for the sake of Allah, this bubble that has obsessed you, do you know what it is? It's just a game. And no matter how fascinating any game might be, it has to end. Wallahwun, it's just a pastime. Old people sometimes experience this. It seems to them as if their life passed by in a flash. How can that be possible? This life seems so long to us. Because lahwun, it's just a game. It's just a pastime. It's just a dream. People are asleep and when they die, they wake up. Wazinatun, and it's adornment. It's glamorous. It's alluring. It's appealing. وَتَفَاخُرٌ بَيْنَكُمْ. What happens? It becomes mutual boasting. And everyone's showing off her clothes and her jewelry. And boasting about her children. وَتَكَاثُرٌ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ. A rat race. For more and more and more. You can never have enough of money. We are never satiated. Nothing is enough for us. أَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ. And my children have to be perfect and they have to wear designer clothes and they have to go to the best schools and universities so that everyone looks at me and says, wow. Do you know what this is? كَمَثَلِ غَيْثٍ. This is like rain. What happens when it rains? عَجَبَ الْكُفَارَ نَبَاتُ. When it rains and the land responds, it looks really beautiful, looks lush and luxuriant. And you can go on looking at it. What happens? ثُمَّ يَهِيجُ. It starts drying up. The most beautiful woman starts becoming old and faded. ثُمَّ يَهِيجُ. Everyone has to grow old. Everyone has to get wrinkles. Everyone has to die except for those who die young. فَتَرَاهُ مُصْفَرًّا. Then you see it turning yellow. ثُمَّ يَكُونُ حُطَامًا. Then it becomes straw. No matter how precious your crystal was, no matter how precious or how expensive your things were, ultimately, ثُمَّ يَكُونُ حُطَامًا. They break or they're thrown away. وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانٌ. And in the hereafter, there is a severe torment. For whom? For people who thought that this bubble would last forever. وَمَغْفِرَةٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانٌ. But don't despair, don't worry. There is also forgiveness from Allah وَرِضْوَانٌ and the peaks of Allah's pleasure. That is the pinnacle of success. Who is this pinnacle of success for? For those who gave قَرْضًا حَسَنًا. Who gave their best, they will receive the best. And those who couldn't be bothered to give or gave erratically, well, Allah knows best what they will get. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. The life of this world is nothing but deception. الدُّنْيَا, if you look at the root word, it comes from an image which is that of a man reaching his hand out for a bunch of grapes just out of his reach. Illusion. He thinks he can get there, but he can't. Like a will-o'-the-wisp, it lures you on. Do this, then you can turn to Allah. Now your career, then turn to Allah. Now your kids, then turn to Allah. And before you know where you are, you're old and grey, and it's too late. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. Sometimes people who have delayed Hajj till their old age because they were waiting for that miraculous day when they would wake up with halos around their heads, and they go in their old age and they come back weeping. They didn't even enjoy their ibadah. They had to be carried around everywhere, wheeled around in a wheelchair. They come back weeping and say, why was this the last journey? Should have been the first. مَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. I read a very powerful story that stayed with me. Maybe most of you are familiar with it. A story, it's an allegory really, about a merchant with four wives. And his fourth wife is his favorite wife, and he spends the most on her. And his third wife is very glamorous and he's always scared that she'll leave him for someone else. His second wife is very sympathetic and gentle and he confides all his problems to her. And his first wife is someone that he's totally disinterested in. When he's dying, he thinks, well, surely one will accompany me. He asks his fourth wife and she says, no, despite all that you did for me, all that you spent on me, I will not go with you to the hereafter. He turns to the third and says, will you go? And she says, no, I'm going to find someone else. He turns to the second and says, at least you were there for me in my times of problems. Surely you won't desert me. She says, I'm sorry, even I can't accompany you. And the first wife steps forward and says, I will go with you. And he looks at her and she's emaciated and she's worn out and withered. And he says, why? Why didn't I spend more time with you? Why didn't I spend more on you? The story was an allegory. The merchant is the human being. And the fourth wife, his favorite wife, on whom he spends the most is the body. Our body on which we spend the most. on which we spend the most time, the most money, the most care and effort. The third glamorous wife were the wealth and possessions that will go to someone else when we die. The second sympathetic and fighting wife were the friends, relatives, loved ones. Even they will not go with us. And the first wife that we neglect, that we don't have time for, that's our ruh. That's our soul, and that's all that goes with us. So what should we do? Sabiqu. Get up. It's still not too late. Get up and run. Run because you have wasted so much. So many years that we have just squandered. So many minutes that we just spent, oh, I'm just killing time, or I have nothing to do, I'm so bored. Sabiqu ila maghfiratin min rabbikum. Get up and race towards forgiveness from your Lord. Because Allah is waiting with arms outstretched, come to me, I will forgive you. Fastaghfiruni aghfir lakum. Ask my forgiveness, I will forgive you. But we can't even get up for tahajjud in Ramadan. Sabiqu ila maghfiratin min rabbikum wa jannatin. Race towards forgiveness from your Lord and Jannah, a paradise. Arduha ka'ardis sama'i walad. You can't bear to leave dunya, you can't even imagine that Jannah. The width whereof is as the width of the heaven and the earth. U'iddat lilladhina amanu billahi wa rusulihi. Prepared for those who believe in Allah and His messengers. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was once visited by the poor companions. And they complained. And they said, Rasulullah, you know, the rich people have taken away all the reward. And we don't have enough money to spend for the sake of Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, has not Allah prescribed for you a course following which you can give charity? In every declaration of Subhanallah, there is a sadaqah. In every takbir, Allahu Akbar, there is a sadaqah. In every Alhamdulillah is a sadaqah. In every La ilaha illallah is a sadaqah. In enjoining of good is a sadaqah. In forbidding evil is a sadaqah. And in a man's intercourse with his wife, there is a sadaqah, because that's done lawfully. Now, what happened was the rich companions got to hear this hadith. And so they started doing that as well. And the poor companions came back, this is sabiqu. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now tell us something they don't know, because now they're doing this as well. And he said, ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ. This is the grace of Allah. يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَى. ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَى. This is the blessing of Allah, the bounty of Allah. If Allah has given you knowledge, and anything that you're spending for the sake of Allah, this is a gift. يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَى. He gives it to whom He wills. And He gives it to those who are pure-hearted. وَاللَّهُ ذُو الْفَضْلِ الْعَظِيمِ. And Allah is the Lord of great bounty. Now the question that we need to ask ourselves is, we need noor. And how do we get noor? And the best way of gaining noor is through sadaqah. Give as much as you can. Give for the sake of Allah. And give for the deen of Allah. مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ حَبَّةٍ أَنْبَتَتْ سَبْعَ سَنَابِلَ فِي كُلِّ سُنْبَلَةٍ مِئَةُ حَبَّةٍ. The example of those who spend their wealth in the way of Allah is the example of a grain, and in each that grew 7 ears, and in each ear was 100 grains. وَاللَّهُ يُدَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah multiplies for whom He wills. وَاللَّهُ ذُو الْفَضْلِ الْعَظِيمِ. Allah is the Lord of great bounty. I would like to end with 2 ahadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who spends a pair in the way of Allah will be called from the gates of Jannah. Ya Abdullah, hatha khair. O slave of Allah, this gate is better for you. One who is constant in Salah will be called from the gate of Salah. Whoever is eager in fighting in the cause of Allah will be called from the gate of Jihad. Who is regular in observing fast will be called from Ar-Rayyan gate. The one who is generous in sadaqah, du'iya min bab as-sadaqah, will be called from the gate of sadaqah. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may my mother and father be sacrificed for you. Those who are called from these gates will stand in need of nothing. Will anybody be called from all these gates? He replied, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yes, and I hope that you will be one of them. Bukhari and Muslim. This is what we have to do. فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. As many as you can. And only for Allah. I would like to end with a hadith in which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a narration from Muslim, when a man dies, his deeds come to an end except for 3 things. صَدْقَةٌ جَارِيَةٌ, knowledge which is beneficial, or a pious child who prays for him. And in Surah Al-Munafiqun, Allah teaches us the cure for hypocrisy, because this surah was also about hypocrisy. Allah says, O you who believe, don't let your wealth and your children distract you from remembering Allah. Whoever does that, he is of the losers. وَأَنْفِقُوا and spend before death comes to one of you. Then he says, لَوْلَا خَرْتَنِي لَا أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ Allah, why didn't you give me some more time? فَأَصَدَّقَ Then I would have spent. I would have given صَدَقَةً وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ And I would have been of the righteous. وَلَنْ يُؤَخْرَ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهَا Allah will not give anyone more time once their time is up. وَاللَّهُ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ And Allah is acquainted with what you do. At the end of the day, مَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَدُ What is with you will perish. وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقٍ Only that which is with Allah will remain. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك تبارك اسمك وتعالى جدك ولا إله غيرك اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما Allah, give us all the resources, give us all the purity of intention to spend from that which we love only for you and only for your deen and grant us its nur on the day of judgment and in our graves. Allah, let us be of the mu'minun whose nur is streaming before them. Save us from the hypocrisy within our hearts and don't let us be of those who are crying out for help when no help will be given. Allah, forgive us our sins. Allahumma innaka afuun kareem tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem.